Good morning, everyone. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We're going to catch you up on all of your sports in a very dramatic sports weekend that we'll talk about in just a moment. But Louise Story is with us, Wall Street and finance reporter for The New York Times, watching all things financial and economic this morning. Good morning, Louise.
Morning.
So today your story begins in court.
It does.
Lost money.
It does. 4 o'clock today, there's going to be a judge in New York who may overrule a settlement that the SEC made with Bank of America. This is about those lavish Maryland bonuses that were paid at the last minute last year before the merger.
So the merger was going on, and apparently Bank of America and Merrill Lynch made some sort of secret deal that was unknown to shareholders. The merger went through. The SEC took a look at it. The amount of the bonuses came out, and there was all kinds of legal action. And this settlement supposedly put it to rest.
Supposedly. I mean, it's very rare to have a judge come out and say, I don't understand the settlement. How did you come to this amount of money? We're going to have a hearing. And the question is $33 million too much or too little? Because on the one hand, Bank of America has taxpayer money. But on the other hand, often these settlements are a lot higher.
Now, let's do some math here. Okay, Louise, the penalty is $33 million. Right. And in this environment of, you know, $1.5 trillion here and, you know, $380 billion here in bailouts, $33 million seems like a kind of a low number.
Put it this way, one person at some of these investment banks might get a bonus just for one person of $33 million.
Right. And the bonuses that are in question here are upwards of $1 billion, right?
That's right. We're talking about a few billion dollars that went to, you know, several thousand people.
So on what basis would the judge try to overturn this?
Well, the judge may say that the fine needs to be a lot higher, that in comparable disclosure cases, the fines have been hundreds of millions of dollars. Or the judge may say you shouldn't have a fine at all for a company that's got taxpayer bailout money, because we got to get that money back to taxpayers. And we just don't know what the judge is thinking.
Is it possible that so much water has gone, you know, past the dam that, in fact, this money is irretrievable?
Oh, there's no way to get the bonus money back.
I mean,
there's so many legal issues there. And in fact, this fine is not an attempt to get the bonus money back. It's just an attempt just to warn banks that they better disclose things in the future.
All right, Louise Story, stay with us. We're going to ask you all kinds of questions, Wall Street and financial, every Monday morning here on The Takeaway. So thanks for being with us. But now we go to...
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.